Welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm your host, Jerome. We're on volume number 161 of the Quarantine Lean Edition of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. And, man, it is Taco Tuesday. What's happening to everybody? You know what? I've been seeing a whole lot of different things about abortion. Man, salute, big salute. Before I move forward, big salute to the New York Times. I mean, they're really posting and telling true stories about Haiti. You know, we spoke about Haiti here on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast and how they were robbed not only by France when they overturned France. A lot of people don't realize that they had to pay back $150 million back in the 1800s. And that to me, in our time, was almost $1 billion, you know. And it also talked about how the United States actually occupied Haiti for a moment. But, you know, Haiti got their ass out of there. You know what I'm saying? So it's more like, really and truly, if truth be told, that Haiti conquered or defeated two European superpowers during this time, during this early demise. But I mean, I just wanted to salute the New York Times before we actually got into the podcast. And as a matter of fact, I'm happy that I actually started out that way. And the reason why is that you don't see this being discussed on a regular Facebook post, right? What you do see is things about the recession, abortion, you know, who's dusty, the BET Awards, you know. I think that they should actually change the name, you know, from the BET Awards to the degrading awards, to the DET Awards, degrading entertainment television for black people. Bob Johnson, that was the worst move you could have ever done. But anyway, I digress on that. Actually, no. Let's keep this going, okay? And the reason why I'm going to keep this going is because of what? The New York Times is a form of media, okay? BET is a form of media. Actually, what I'm doing on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast is a form of media, okay? The thing about what is actually being mass produced specifically to black people is traumatizing. It's extreme, fearist media. And it's being done in such a clever way that we don't even understand that this form of media is triggering us, right? And that is playing with our emotions to the point to where it's normalizing different things because it's so cut edge it's so cutting edge to the point to where we have to continue to calm down and say, oh, well, you know what? It wasn't that bad. Right? See, like the Buffalo shooter, we're not talking about him anymore. See how that happened? Within 3 weeks, how they smoothed it out. See, I'm not going to say I'm the only one, but I'm the very few people that has mentioned him in connection with different things and made him relevant regarding to what's going on in our community. Right? Just take a look and listen to the podcast. You'll see. But if you see on certain different things, we always have a group of our community, right, speaking out based on fear. There's always an agenda. It's now almost like anybody that's from down south that has seen an apple pie, especially a big one on Sundays, the ones that we didn't even cook with the aluminum foil, with the circular aluminum foil container, right? Well, with the circular aluminum container. Of course, if you notice, you know what? Grandma always had her big, long, you know what I'm saying, rectangular or, yeah, I think it's rectangular. Yeah, the rectangular one, right? That's the long one. And on each row, there were these lines. And on top, it was the cinnamon sugar and all this type of stuff. And then you had to come through and cut out a space again, farther separating each area of the pie. And then you would serve it to, you know, to the guest or whatnot. And this is what has become within our community. We're being sliced just like apple pies. It's like Sunday's apple pie. And within each slice of apple pie, you guessed it, is a dose of fear, trauma, and things that are cutting edge mentally. And guess what we do? We want to what? This certain area of our community wants to do what? Rise up all of a sudden. And then before you know what, we have the other sections who haven't even been cut, right? They're, you know what I'm saying? They're just all up in arms. And before you know it, you know, you have this portion of people that don't give a damn. This portion of people saying, hey, you know what? We think that's right. This portion of people saying, you know what? We think that's wrong. And this portion of people saying, you know what? Can we just stick to the damn script? That's division. Now, one thing that I do know in regards to media is that in order to be effective, this is the reason why that the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast is so special. In order to be effective, you have to know what you're talking about, and you have to do research, and you have to know your audience. When I tell you that these people know us damn near better than we know ourselves, you understand me? When I tell you that these people have studied us, when I tell you that they have paid attention day in and day out and day in and day out, when I tell you that they have really took the words integration into our community and actually used it against us, because now we have nothing sacred. So, of course, media and different people and rich organizations, they know it all. I think I seen the number two athlete say something in the NBA draft. I think I seen that. I'm not going to mention no name or anything like that, but I think I did. And also, if someone lets it ride, what I think I seen he said, then we're going to have a problem. But I'm going to start with the number one thing, saying the word. People from opposite races saying the word nigga, especially if it's a white person. That's triggering. Not only to black women, but also to black men. Right? Then we start to go to different, we're up in arms, we're up in arms. Because it triggers us because we could, because really and truly, I could correlate to the hatred that comes with the word nigga. I can. Somebody 25 may not. I had to compartmentalize myself from that word and how I let other races try to trigger me with hate. Not to say that it's okay, but I had to. Because of this, right? When a group of people is being super, super emotional, right? They're off guard. That means that there is a lack of leadership, a lack of discipline. And on top of that, that there is something very, 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 very wrong that needs to be paid attention to, not later, but right now. You know, if one white man says the word nigga on national television, do you know that our whole community will go up in arms? Off of one man saying one word. Interesting, isn't it? If you really think about it, and we will take his job. All at one time. We'll start marching. We'll start doing this. We'll get the man's address, go in front of his house, do all this type shit. Yeah. It's a fear tactic. It's a fear tactic. You want to know what else is a fear tactic? Women's rights is a fear tactic. In our community, women's rights is a fear tactic. And something else that comes right on along those lines, racism is a fear tactic. Before I get ahead of myself, let's just start with women's rights. You tell a black person or a black woman, ask her something about being a wife. Ask her something about being a mother. Ask her something about raising children at home. Ask her something about paying bills when she lives with a man. Ask her something about equality within the workplace. You know what? You just invited yourself into a really, really emotional scenario. Right? But see, here's what's going on. These things are put over us as conversations. And then they break down. It's almost like that science project that you did, that lava mountain that you had, when you poured the peroxide or whatever it was in that damn mountain that you built, and all the shit just come. But somebody was involved in that. See, these things are, what we don't understand is that these things are what? Manufactured. This is why it's called social engineering. Because see, I know. Not I believe, I know, right? that one of the nucleus is two things that are going to keep our community alive. Black fathers and Black mothers. And not only has it been shown, it's also been proven that a single woman can't do both. She can't be a nurturer. She can't be a disciplinarian. She can, right? But we've seen, the numbers have showed us over and over and over and over again, that this is a job that she cannot master. We've seen, even though Black women say that this is true and they doing all of this, that below everyone, ladies and gentlemen, she gets the least equality in the workplace. She gets the least equal rights, but it's a trigger for her. And she thinks that it's important. And she's going to scream just as loud and jump just as high and hold her chest out just as proud and cut her eyes exactly across the room to the Black man like, hey, look what I just did without you. Yeah. These are fear and trauma subjects that make and break how we respond day to day in our community. Believe it or not. Hell, we seen those women in Dallas when they were trying to show, you know what? Okay, you know what? We got women out here. We throwing what? A singles brunch. This is how bad it is. Not only for the women, but for the men too. This shit was more about men and women. Not for the women. Everybody capping and saying, well, oh man, you know what? Wasn't no men showing up. Hold on. This is how bad it is. This is how bad the damn breakdown in communication has gotten. When women say, okay, you know what? We finna put all this shit down. Y'all come over here. They had to put this shit on Instagram again. Go live and get drunk. All of this type shit. You see what I'm saying? That's how people responded. That's how men responded to single available women. For a while, nobody show up. It's a damn shame. You got women these days, Black women will look at a Black man even when he's holding the door and say, you should have did it faster and walked two steps ahead of me. Yeah. I'm just saying, these things that are going on, this is what we're being exposed to. We have a direct and it's negative response. Because they understand that it's a what? It's a mental trigger in us. But I tell you what we won't respond to though. Right? And this is when we really, really know and really, really understand that this is something more about us and our knowledge of self. Because if we really, really understood, if we really, really wanted to see our people grow and prosper, what we would do is take a step back and say, hey, look, let's focus on our health, y'all? Why can't we make that cool? Because see, then we'll have to start to talk about some accountability. Then this is when the real triggers. See, this is when the real issue comes out. See, because these, at this point in time, the triggers would be based up on more on growth. Right? It's easy for us to get out here and say, you know what, black men ain't shit, and we got baby daddies, and you know what I'm saying? We ain't nothing but a bunch of baby daddies. Right? But it's something else to say, hey, black man, you know what? As of 2019, 60% of heterosexual contact of black men, according to blackdemographics.com, have started to contract HIV much higher than the actual counterparts. And what we're realizing is, as much as you all are talking about the gay and lesbian community at this point in time, that's double. Can we have a conversation about this? See, at that point in time, right? We're not speaking off of what? Fear. We're speaking off fact and we're speaking off love. We're trying to have a genuine conversation with our black men, right? And saying, hey, we're contracting HIV. So right now, when we got all of these damn women out here, all of these black women, as well as men, talking about this damn Roe versus Wade scenario, talking about my body, my choice, why the fuck ain't nobody talking about what's going on within your body, within your community right now? Because guess who else is highest amongst the female category? You guessed it. Do you see the difference now? Oh, it's not a life, and you see here, we can't argue. And guess what? Ain't nobody bringing that to the forefront. See, we got the game messed up. It is so many people out here saying, well, you know what? Don't do that. Don't do that. But baby, you out here, we're out here contracting HIV amongst ourselves. We can no longer blame it until we actually do some actual research. We can no longer blame it at one community anymore. We understand that, you know what, when black men were locked up 5 to 10 years, we understand that they were doing what? Participating in homosexual activity. So when they come back home and they revert back to their heterosexual activity, oh, the ones that, you know what, Lil Marcel, Lil Eddie, and Foe and them, Slick, that these women, this is one of, and this is another reason why I had made an actual scenario that saying, you know what, like, nice guys do finish last. I mean, do finish first. Because why are you waiting? And you study running away from the dude that got that IT degree, right? And but you holding it down for your man who been in the joint 10 years. You don't know. Yeah. These are real realities, ladies, as well as gentlemen. These are realities. So while we're constantly saying these things, I mean, and people are screaming from the rafters, it is nothing but a scare tactic to get you away from your own, what? True issues. We know that black women are obese. Why not talk about it? And the crazy part about it is this. There is no difference from the obesity percentage from someone that has a master's degree, a 4-year degree, and someone that didn't graduate high school. Right? But see, this is another trigger about how educated black women are. Right? This is another trigger. Let's just keep getting thrown around. But see, ain't nobody discussing. There is not a black healthcare expert or an actual group of dedicated people to our health that's going live every single day, that's on Snapchat, that's on YouTube, that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, that's dedicated to say, hey, y'all need to sit y'all ass down and we need to figure this shit out. We are dying. Oh, you want to know why? Because everybody's trying to get their slice of the pie so they can root for their own little section. But at the end of the day, what they don't know is that, nah, baby, that don't matter, because this is a pie graph. At the end of the day, all of us are lumped in the same thing. We're not talking about the amount of stress. Oh, yeah. And the amount of depression that women are up under, the amount of pressure that they're up under. But we out here study what? I'm a boss chick. I can do it alone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got this on my own. I'm doing this on my own. Baby, you been wearing a weave, a hair weave, since 2008. You didn't damn near pull all your hair out because guess what? You didn't have to take care of these kids. That's number one. You didn't have to make this money. You borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. You got this student loan debt and you got this credit card debt and you got your mortgage. Where in the hell do you find time to relax at? And you know what, my brother? Let's be honest. Right? Because I know some of y'all was going to be clapping when you heard that. But let's be honest. You know what? There is a very, very large percentage of our population that's taking penitentiary chances that can put their ass behind bars for the next 20, or hold up, let's start off with 15, 20, and 35 years just to get out here on Instagram and show something on your wrist. We're not talking about the mental, because it's ugly. We're not talking about the mental, stressful pressure that we're up under to compete with our peers. And we're damn sure not, putting pressure on the amount of media that's coming to us that's negative and saying, you know what? No, you get that shit away from us. Every time I'm tired of looking at it, it makes me feel low. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel violent. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel upset. And then you know what? For the next 4 hours, I just want to smoke cigarettes and take shots of tequila. Or whatever the hell it is that you do. Some people get stressed out and start drinking Dr. Pepper. Some may be like, you know what? Ooh, child, fix me something to eat. See, we have these things that's going on and we're doing things. We're coping with the pressure and with the triggers that we're seeing. And we don't even understand that we're doing it. We don't know. I tell you what, if you really, really want to see the real state of a people, don't look at the adults. Look at the children. They're going to tell you everything. Welcome to Rockford, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we have some of the most sweet serenades of police sirens, cars that are bumping, doom, 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 and the burning rubber. It is fantastic. I mean, welcome. This truly is a gift. This place, actually, Rockford, Illinois, was actually discovered by an African American. Thank you very much. Right? So, relax and don't be so pushy. But look at the children. Look at our children. They're letting us know everything that's going on with the adults. From the drug problems to the physical abuse to the post-traumatic stress disorder, to the educational, to the failure of our education system, to the lack of morals, to the lack of proper raising, the lack of households. Yeah. Just look at them. The outbursts of violence, the poor decision making, the homeless situation. And then we'll say with a straight face, well, who wants to raise children that are poor? The lack of accountability. These are all the things that we're doing and we don't even understand that it's like, what? That's crazy. The not respecting your body. To broadcasting an image. Knowing the responsibility of creating a digital footprint. Just look at our children. I'm interested to see, maybe this is something, maybe there's an opportunity in this. Maybe I should, you know, a salute to King Erner. Okay, this guy out of Georgia. I think he's about 23, maybe 24 right now. This dude is doing a whole lot of excellent things. But there is room for work. Because a lot of kids and children, they just don't have it. You want to know why they just don't have it? Because it's not that we're stupid. It's not that we're dumb. It's not that we're unintelligent. It's that we're not focusing on that. Do you know at one point in time, black towns were burnt down? Based off of racism, but also based off of economic scarcity. It was getting to a point that they were saying that, hey, look, if we give the Negroes, the people that are skilled, the people that have been working in the fields and working in all the other areas of commerce all of these years, if we give them the same tools that we had, or that they had in slavery, hell, they may be able to compete and overthrow us. Shit, these days, the only thing you got to do is put, for black people, is to put a phone in their damn face. There is a new word called the algorithm. Basically stating that there is a computer modified scenario that controls what you see. And hear and mentally digest, but yet and still we don't have a problem with that. We're looking at the algorithm as almost like, man, don't do that. You're gonna mess the algorithm up. Fuck the algorithm. Not when we know that we have real, real problems. Fuck the algorithm. I promise you this right now. Everybody knows what's going on with Brittany Griner. And Lord, I'm hoping that she comes back. I'm hoping that she does. Right? And we've been watching this one person for the longest time. But we also know Brittany Griner did some bullshit too. I'm just going to be honest. But I'm not finna, I digress on that, right? She got caught with some weed, y'all. We know this to be fact. According to reports, allegedly to be facts. Allegedly. That's what I'm saying. Hopefully she comes home. But everybody knows about Brittany Griner and her story in and out. Everybody don't know about the importance, how dangerous colon cancer is. And what we need to do as black men to avoid it. Everybody knows about that. And guess what else, though? We probably do know. But we don't give a fuck about it. We know how important breast cancer is to black women. But we ain't talking about it. We're not really trying to find a solution as a people. You know what we're more worried about? Yeah. How much that damn that Balenciagas, those Balenciagas are. Or who is supposed to pay when you go to dinner? Dumb shit. Shit that really don't even matter, really. Shit, things that will work itself out. You see that? I can put on Facebook right now, which one would you rather have? A conversation with Michael Jordan or a meeting with Max Johnson or some Balenciagas or some Gucci's? I promise you within a good 3 hours, I'm going to have about 20 comments. I could also put on Facebook, you know what? If you think that you're digested or if you think that you're in the first stages of breast cancer, how would you know? The same thing with colon cancer. How would you know? As a black person, as a black woman, as a black man, how would you know? And what the hell would you do? Boop. You guessed it. See, we don't want to pull up to this real table and talk this shit. Because guess what? The things that we're talking about has an action plan. And it has truth. And I don't give a damn what area of that apple pie that you in or what you doing when you go to bed. You going to have to be in one of these damn categories. Or if not, you knew somebody that was in one of these damn categories. Oh, yeah. See, we understand these things cause a plan of action. But see, this is when you separate the men from the boys. See, because in all honesty, and this is the reason why I try not to go too hard on women. I'm hard on women on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. But see, this is when I really step up my critique for men. Because this is where we are supposed to say, hey, look, hey, man, we don't need to be talking about this shit right now. I don't give a fuck. Shut up. Shut up. Now, go ahead. What were you saying, bro? Because you know what XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Oh yeah, there's enough motherfucking mustard to spread all the way around this sandwich. There's enough tomato sauce to fit all the way around this pizza. Meaning there's enough blame to go around for everybody. I'm sick and tired of seeing people, just black people, just over stupid shit. Just point the finger. They are so picky and so petty. Oh my God. But when are you going to do anything worth something, though? When are you going to say, you know what? We trying to be what? Great. We are trying to do something great. Fuck this minuscule bullshit. Lord knows I love radio and that's one of my passions. I love music and that's one of my passions. But low key, this is the reason why I'm doing a Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, because I know that this shit is great. I don't give a damn what nobody say. I can start a gossip blog. Man, I broke down Drake's album so good, I let everybody know what it was before they knew what it was. I knew it was house music. I told everybody it's going to be considered a worldwide classic. You heard it here. Because house music is worldwide. Music is a universal language. Based off of sound and what? Vibration, not word. Words came later, but sound and vibration was first. This is the reason why instruments are so important. I'm just saying, though. I really know this. I really know the information that I'm putting out is great. That it has a great cause. And that it can be consumed by anyone. Man, woman, boy, child. Anybody that's in the black community can listen to this and be like, you know what? Damn, man, we don't fuck with homie. But he really be on that shit, though. Maybe I ain't ready for that. But I heard what he said and I understood it. And if 5% of the information is consumed, then guess what? That's a blessing. But if we as a community could get on board, man, you know what? Maya Beulah said the only thing she wanted was her what? Her crown from the Lord, from God. In this scenario, that's all I want. That's it. I ain't really doing this. Of course, I would like to be, you know, with the people and, you know what I'm saying, my podcast, you know what I'm saying, explode and this and this and this. But at the end of the day, you know what? I'm doing this for my people. Nothing more, nothing less. At the end of the day. But what I'm going to do at this point in time is I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast. And basically, you all look out and be aware of media triggers. Media triggers that target black people to respond in an emotionally negative, traumatic way. Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm a holler.